welcome to season 3 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 23 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain, to feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. For more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strength, and happiness. So how are you today? So I really wanted to just share with you, just had the launch of my Happy and Calm cards and had the launch party online. And I thought, well, actually, it's an opportunity today to share it with you. Really pleased with them, so pleased with them. It's been so many years in the making. This deck of cards to bring you more happiness, confidence, and calm. I particularly created them for adults, but they're just as good for teenagers too. And in fact, even a friend's 6-year-old son absolutely loves them as well. Normally uses the happy kids cards, but he loved them too. So yeah, it's really nice actually, all ages really. So here they are, just holding up. They feel and look so lovely. And anyway, I thought it's a chance to actually share the whole launch party with you today. And yeah, so I thought you might like to have a little tune in. And this is something from the back perspective that I use the affirmations constantly in that side of my work, but also they can be used as a personal development, self-help tool. On its own as well is amazing for both adults, teenagers and children, of course, to bring more happiness, confidence and calm. And one thing that one amazing lady said, Sarah Vandal from AdFam Image said, I can't imagine anyone not wanting them. That's the Happy and Calm card. And someone else said, I ended up giving a set to someone who's suffering a broken heart at the weekend, and they sent me a card that they picked this morning. That was really nice to hear. So I'd love to hear all your stories of how they're helping, how they're inspiring during those good, challenging and sad times of life, and also how it helps change your thought patterns around. Somebody else shared that they had a really stressful, very, very stressful hospital procedure, and they were really anxious about it, and their breathing hadn't gone into panic attacks, but it was very, very anxious and heavy. And what they did was the breathe and the calm tips meditation that I teach, just kept doing the breathe and calm, and they kept saying one of the affirmations from the deck, which is it's going to be okay, and just silently in their mind they just breathed and relaxed, breathing naturally more and more calmly. And they kept repeating the affirmation to herself, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay, in their mind, just kept repeating it until it was over. And they said that it really calmed them down so much, helped them cope with the situation. And it was just so good to fill their mind with that affirmation throughout. They said it found it extremely, extremely helpful. So there's so many angles and ways that you can implement all of this. So yeah, we've got coming up soon on the podcast an interview with Terry Densham. That's my dad. Thanks, Dad, for coming on the podcast. So that will be coming up soon for you, and that's going to be particularly to help those of you who might be suffering from arthritis, bad posture, disc problems, that sort of thing. So that's going to be all about how it helps with that, and you're going to hear my dad's story and his sporting days and amazing career that he has had and helped so many people with, including being an international table tennis player in his younger days. So yeah, it'd be really nice to share how the mindfulness classes is helping him on a one-to-one program weekly basis. So even though we're over 100 miles away, it's great that I can teach my dad every week with the wonders of Zoom at the Mindfulness Pilates Zoom studio. So that's pretty good, isn't it? And we're going to be coming up soon as well, all about the science behind good posture. And I will be also teaching you more, well, not teaching you, but sharing more about some of the science and research behind my affirmation deck as the time goes on as well. But yeah, we thought we'd kick it off with a bit of science behind good posture, but really it's a really interesting one. It's a lot of benefits, way more than the back and the neck and the body. So So it's very, very interesting. Happiness comes into it. So, and a lot more than that. So we're going to delve into that another week for you. But for today, I really, really hope you enjoy joining in with listening and joining in with the Happy and Calm Cards launch party. I did it live on my Beverly Denton Facebook page. If you want to actually fully interact, then just head over there and you can watch it and listen, or you can just listen here. It's amazing too. It's got three parts to it. So I wanted it to be something you can really benefit from coming along to. So it's got three angles for you to help you and inspire you during the party. And it's lovely everyone interacting and joining in. So part one was a 1 minute meditation, the calm to happy in 1 minute. Part two is how to use affirmations, how to benefit from them, and some cards for you, some affirmation cards. And part three is all about 1 minute journaling, how to journal. So what you might want to do is bring along a pen, notebook and with you today. Have a great day. Enjoy the podcast. Enjoy the launch party.
So big welcome to the Happy and Calm Cards launch party. We'll get started properly in a few minutes. Thank you so much for coming live and replay. It's party time. Please say hello. Please give it some hearts if you can see it popping up live. And if you're here on replay, you are just as special. And thank you so much for coming along to share this celebration with me. So we'll give it a few minutes. You're all starting to pop on. Please say hello. That's amazing. It's a very special day as well. It's also Valentine's Day. So it's a day of love. A day of love if with everyone, everything, life, work, you name it. So yeah, it's going to be a special little event for you today, the party, wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much for coming. Bring along a nice drink. Cheers. Ka-ching. Bring along a pen and a notebook or journal with you. And I'll tell you what we're going to be up to in just a minute. Please say where you are in the world. That would be amazing. I'll do a quick intro and then we'll get on with the party. So if you haven't, I know some of you I do know very well, friends and family and clients and beautiful social media friends. So I'm Beverly Densham, you can call me Bev or Beverly, I don't mind. I'm mindfulness Pilates teacher or best-selling author, founder of course, the beautiful Happy Kids Cards. And today it's all about the party for the Happy and Calm Cards for you. So I really, really hope you enjoy it today. So please say hello and then we'll get started. Give it some hearts if you're ready to get going. Sarah, thank you for coming. Hello from Heather. Hello. Hi, Ems. Hi, Rowena. Hi, everybody. Hi, Mari. You're in France. Heather's in France. Drizzly Cotswolds here. It's quite sunny here. I'm in Dorset, Poole Dorset by the sea. It's quite nice day today. Sunny, cloudy. Very quite nice compared to yesterday. And Corinne, hi from Maidenhead. Ordered the cards. I live in Filled Coast. Where is that? You'll have to tell me. Right, so what you need today for today's beautiful event, sorry it's not in person, but I think it's quite nice like this though, because it means wherever you are in the world, you can be here live or replay. So thank you so much for coming. Okay. So what we're going to do three beautiful things in today's party. We're going to do a meditation together to recharge your batteries. We're going to do that for 1 minute. Going to pick you some cards, number two. And number three, we're going to do some beautiful 1 minute journaling with the Happy and Calm cards. So before we kick it off, make sure you've got a lovely drink to celebrate. Cheers. And pen and paper or pen and notebook. Let me know if you've got those ready and then we'll get started. So we're going to be here for up to half an hour. Also, please share the event if you want to as well. Give it some hearts. That would be amazing if you're ready to get going. Hi, Jenny. Lovely to see you. So what are the Happy and Calm cards? Some of you are my clients or friends and families, you know very well, but you probably don't know them very well yet because they literally are launching today. Well, they're a deck of 52 positive affirmation cards. So there's 52 different ones, and I photographed them at one of my favourite beaches here in Dorset in the United Kingdom. And the front cover, of course, is the sea, and the back of the cards are the sand and your beautiful positive affirmation card message of the day. How funny that I didn't realise that we got the gratitude one at the bottom. So thank you so much, everyone who's turning up to today's launch. Please say hello, that'd be amazing. They are to bring more happiness, confidence and calm to your life. The amazing thing is you can use them on your own, as in your own toolbox. You can use them with a friend, you can use them with family, you can use them with children as well. You can, you know, they are for adults, but they are also for teenagers. They're a really nice like progression deck from my Happy Kids cards into the Happy and Calm cards. All ages, which is so, so nice. And they're to help you talk, have fun, express how you feel. You can also use them in business. They are amazing in business and in meetings as well. They help you relax, they help you improve your relationships because you end up having conversations which you wouldn't normally have, and they enrich relationships of every single kind at you, which I think is very, very exciting with them, and helping everybody have a voice and everybody having an equal term with them if you use them together, like we're gonna make it an interactive workshop today. And they are very much to help you during good, challenging and sad times of life. Now, I know a lot of you know me as very smiley, but I will be a bit more serious on this bit because I just want to give a shout out to everyone who's actually going through difficult times at the minute, who's going through high levels of stress or high levels of grief, sending you a lot of love. Some people are going through some, you know, very difficult mental health problems, whether that's feeling low or depression or anxiety. And all of these things are very, very difficult. Obviously, it's always good in those sorts of instances to seek professional support. But things like this, oh, here they are. Thanks for coming, everyone. Things like this can really help, you know, bring more happiness, confidence and calm during those sad and challenging and stressful, difficult times as well. And the more you use them, I do believe the more you benefit. So they're great to use every day. Right, are you ready to go into meditation, everybody? Are you ready? So we're going to do the plan of action today in today's party is we're going to do three beautiful things and it's going to be interactive. So please join in. And comment away how you feel afterwards or what it means to you or whatever. So first of all, we're going to do a 1 minute meditation. Are you ready? If you want to just give it some hearts, if you're ready to get going with today's meditation, it's going to be 1 minute long and it's going to, of course, be a happy and calm meditation. The hearts are coming in. You're ready. You're looking ready. Hi, Julie. It's my sister, everyone. Cheers. I'm hoping my mum and dad have made it, but I don't think they've been to a Facebook Live before. So hi, mum and dad in replay if you can't make it. Hi, Julie. Okay, so we're going to go into meditation now. So we're going to do meditation. Then we're going to pick some cards together. And then we're going to do 1 minute journaling together. So if you've just arrived, get yourself a cup of tea, relax, get a pen and get a notepad or journal or piece of paper. Okay, we are going to do, well, together, calm to happy in 1 minute. Now, I'm getting quite famous for this. There is actually research behind it, but oh, well, you can learn about that another time. Let's just do it. So it says, close your eyes, breathe and relax 5 times. Then open your eyes and punch your arms in the air 10 times, say well done and smile. So I'm going to talk you through this now. Let's go. So sitting or standing really tall, place your hands on your heart or wherever is comfortable for you. Feet flat on the floor, feet underneath knees, knees in line with hips with good posture. If you're sitting in a chair, sit with your bottom at the back of the chair. Don't sit like a banana. And relax your shoulders, happy shoulders. And then close your eyes. Welcome to calm to happy in 1 minute. Breathe and relax. Breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. Well done. And breathe and relax. And think of one thing you'd like to say well done to yourself for. Breathe and relax. Well done. And breathe and relax. Well done. There's always something to say well done to yourself for. Or relax your arms down by the side, you choose. One more, well, let's do two more. Breathe and relax. Lengthening through your top of the head. Relax your shoulders, happy shoulders. And say a big well done to yourself. You are amazing. Breathe and relax, one for luck. Recharging your batteries. Now opening your eyes. If you're injury free in the shoulders, you can punch the arms in the air 10 times and you're going to be saying to yourself, well done, silently or out loud, whichever you like. On your marks, get set, go. Well done, 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 well done. Oh, well done. Well done to you. I'm so used to teaching when I can see everyone in front of me. It's a bit weird being on the live today. I know you're there. I know you're there because I can see all your names pop up above in front of me. So that's good. How do you feel after calm to happy in 1 minute? Please comment. If you enjoyed it, give it some hearts. And then we'll go on to part two today. Cheers. So that one is calm to happy in 1 minute. What a fantastic meditation that is. The hearts are coming in. Thank you. It spurs me on when you give some hearts. And it's the day of love. So there we go. Okay, let's go. Okay, next we're going to go into how to use the cards. Now, some of you use, you know, affirmations regularly. Some of you may not have used them before. So a lot of you haven't actually used my brand new deck. These have been 48 years in the making, and I've been really trialing out new ideas and new teaching concepts and new ways to benefit from affirmations over the last year, which are really, really effective. Let's see how you're all feeling. Feeling good, says Jenny. Hooray. I feel happy, says Rena. Great. I feel a bit lighter, says Marie. Great. Okay, and some hearts coming in. So how to use the cards. I've also infused in my background of have a degree in sports science from University of Brighton. I've infused a lot of research and psychology behind this, as well as my inspiration always for you. And yeah, there's kind of mindfulness Pilates infused into it as well. And I'm taking you into many layers of how to use affirmations. So take you more in depth with it. Makes me smile, says Heather. Hooray. Okay, so how to use the cards. Get them out of their beautiful, aren't they beautiful? Do you like the cotton bags? I mean, look. Aren't they beautiful? Really pleased with them. Right, how to use the cards. So get them out of their lovely bag and give them a shuffle. Now, you don't have to be dynamo. You can shuffle. They're quite big cards. They are quite big cards, which is nice. Nice big writing on them as well. Very nice big writing. So give them a shuffle or just move the cards around. And then once you've done that, you can just fan the cards out and then pick a card. They're always positive, so you can't go wrong. And then just pick the card that you like the look of the most, the one that you're most inspired to pick. So, and that basically is it. So today's message I really wanted to share with you is I am loved. I am surrounded by love. And then what you want to do is if you're using the cards on your own, you can either use the cards on your own or you can use them together. So this is part two of today's party, is how to pick the cards and picking you a card. So what does the message mean to you today? What does the message mean to you? I am loved. I am surrounded by love. I'm surrounded by all of lovely you today. So that's what it means to me. And I really appreciate you taking time to come along to the launch today. What does the message mean to you today? Or you can simply, so you can either think about what it means to you, you can talk about what it means to you, which is very powerful as well. You can also journal about what it means to you. Now, 1 minute journaling is extremely powerful. And if you're resisting doing it, do it today, because there'll be a reason you're resisting doing the journaling. So I'm saying that because there's some of you here who might do that. I am loved, I'm surrounded by love. Isn't that a beautiful message today? So let's go for another card, and then we'll go into part three of journaling, of today's party of journaling. Claire says hi. Hello, Claire. Please say hello if you've just turned up. All you need is a lovely drink with you, pen and notebook. And please share today's event or invite your friends if you think they would like to come along too. Okay, so how to use the cards. Give them a shuffle. You can, part one. Part two, fan them out. Now, or you can slide the cards. So another way of picking a card, which is really nice, is to just slide them. So best card, one more card, and then we're going to journaling part three. Next best card for you is this one. There we go. And it says, I have lovely friends. Oh, isn't that nice? I enjoy spending fun time with my friends. Give it a heart if you like that one, or comment, what does it mean to you? So there are, how many words? There's six magic words for you to write down. And it is, what does it mean to you? I do have lovely friends, actually. I am very grateful. What does it mean to you? Let's get interactive. Elizabeth says, lovely card. Hi, Bev. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Ah, oh, that's lovely. And ML says, it's such an appropriate card today. It makes me feel as though the power of love energy is surrounding me. Oh, that's really nice. So that's today's card message. Let's go on to 1 minute journaling next. Okay, now, before I came along to the party with you all, I just had the inspiration of this card came out for journaling. So what I want you to do now for part three of the party, if you've got any questions as we go along, please ask away. Okay, so part three, here we go. So that's how to use the cards. It's as simple as that. Use them on your own every day is amazing. And then use them with your friends and family. So you can do that over a cup of tea. And just make sure everybody has a turn of picking a card and then talking about what it means to. And then you can have a conversation after. Allow that person to say everything they want to say about the card message and then swap over. It works really, really well. Okay, so get yourself a part three of the party. Get yourself a notebook and pen. And I'd like you just to open it up, write down today's date. And then what I'd like you to do, the card I've picked you is, I'll show you in a second. Also that comes with the deck of cards, comes with your lovely printed cotton bag, your 52 cards. And they also come with the benefits and all about the cards, bio card, of course, and then how to use cards, and then this is the magic in here, and how to journal with the cards. And it goes into how to journal in 1 minute, and then many, many layers of benefits of journaling and many different extra layers of using positive affirmation cards. Okay, so we're going to thank you so much for coming to the party. Going into part three of the party now. Get your notebook, pen. And I'd like you to write down today's message, which is, I enjoy exercise. So if you just write down, I enjoy exercise. And then if you write down, I'll just zoom in for you. I love to walk, swim, or enjoy my favorite hobby. Write that down. I love to walk, wait a minute. Walk. Swim or enjoy my favourite hobby. So what we're going to do is do some 1 minute journaling together. Let me know if you're ready to go with the journaling. If you give it some hearts or comment that you're ready to go with the 1 minute journaling. So this is part three of the party. I just thought it'd be nice for it to be a bit of a experience together with the affirmation cards. So the hearts are coming in. Part three of the party, here we go. And please share today's live or invite your friends if you'd like to. So looks like you're all ready to go. Jenny says, the love can multiply out so many times from us all. Beautiful. Oh, isn't that lovely? Okay, all set. Jenny says we're all set and all the hearts have whooshed in. So that is wonderful. We'll get going. So how to do 1 minute journaling. This is a level of it, which is very powerful. You've written that down. And what I want you to do is I'm going to set the alarm for 1 minute, starting in about 4 seconds. I'd like you to write down, what does this mean to you today? On your marks, get set, go. What does I enjoy exercise, I love to walk, swim, or enjoy my favourite hobby mean to you? Right. Time is up, that's 1 minute. 1 minute is up. So if you'd like to share in the comments your journaling, you are very, very welcome to. Give it some hearts if you enjoyed that. I'll share with you mine to kick it off. And then if some of you'd like to share your journaling, what you can do is reread what you've written, or you can keep it top secret. Yeah, give it some hearts if you enjoyed it. And there are many, many layers to journaling with the cards. This is kind of part one. And you can also write down if there are any other action steps to take with that as well, or a to-do list from that, or how you can feel more like that. Okay, so I know I was using my old-fashioned alarm clock, Heather, because I couldn't use my phone for my normal alarm. I was like, oh no, what am I going to use today? So I had to use an alarm clock. But that was 1 minute though. It was 1 minute. So to kick it off, as an example, I wrote, I enjoy exercise. I love to walk. Okay, sorry. I put, I do. I love exercise. I love walks. It's my favourite thing. It feeds my soul. Whether it's the sea round the block, looking at the sky, the fresh air, the birds singing, moving helps my back and happiness in the cool, crisp air. So that's what I wrote today. 1 minute journaling is really beautiful. It's really powerful. And there's so many angles and layers to it. It's quite complex, actually. Simple, very simple to do, but very complex in the amount it can help during good, challenging and sad times of life. So I hope to you, I was happy to share mine with you today. So please share yours. That would be amazing. So we've got 6 minutes left of today's party. So cheers, everybody. I'm going to read your comments now. And Sister Julie says, I bought the offer of 2 sets for £30 and ended up giving someone a set who was heartbroken at the weekend. He just sent me the card he has picked this morning. Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you, Julie, so much for sharing that. Yeah, there is a Valentine's offer on. I might as well say it now. If you get 2 sets, there's this beautiful offer on today. But you can, you know, you can buy them anytime. You can buy them today anytime anyway. Or if you wanted to get 2 sets of both my decks, that's fine too. But you'd have to let me know. Okay, I'd love to hear your journaling. I want to be healthier and I am open and receptive to using exercise for my health. I am worth it, says ML. Ah, oh, that's good. You can be healthier. How lovely. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else like to share their journaling? Kareen says, it's freedom. Challenge myself. Be out, meeting people, or just crossing someone and saying hello. Oh, I'm feeling alive and kicking. Thank you for sharing. Jenny says, I don't need to compete at all, but enjoy the benefit of feeling my full body working harmoniously as one totally physical and emotional exercise. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. Hi, Patsy. Rowena says, anybody else like to share their journaling before we finish with our final cards of the day? Rowena says, I love to have a walk every morning. I love to hear the birds singing as I walk through the park. It energizes me and makes me happy and ready for the day ahead. Aww. I am realizing that gardening is becoming my hobby. Oh, says Julie. Oh, thank you for sharing. It's definitely your hobby. It's definitely one of your hobbies. Thank you so much for sharing your journaling, everyone. And if you're in replay, please join in, interactive, just the same, and write down your journaling if you want to. But on some days, your journaling will be complete, you know, needs to be completely private, and that's fine too. You can also do journaling for 1 minute with a friend, family, or in a work setting as well, and use it like that. But usually in the worky setting, it's best just to pick a card and talk about it. Elizabeth says, I love walking and exercising, but struggling with my back. I do 5 to 10 minutes Pilates every morning. Booked in aquarobics next week. Walking with my dog makes me happy, says Elizabeth. Well, you know where I am for your back. Anyone who's got back pain, come and see me. I know we did. I did do a tiny 20 minutes with you, didn't I? Back pain is my thing with the mindfulness Pilates. Heather says, I love to get out in the countryside with the dogs. Oh, you live in such a beautiful part of the world, Heather. Oh, so nice. Julie says, I have just been for a walk with my baby grandson. Oh, and that's my great nephew. And Nigel, the Cavapoo. Oh, that is so lovely. That is so lovely. Right, we've got about 3 minutes left. Thank you so much for sharing all of those, everybody. That is absolutely beautiful. So today, so far, we've done 1 minute meditation, calm to happy in 1 minute, how to pick positive affirmation cards, part two. Part three, we've done 1 minute journaling together. And we'll finish off with one last card in just a second. So yeah, I hope some of you are inspired, or all of you are inspired to get the cards. Here they are. So they come in their beautiful cotton bag. You get your 52 beautiful cards, and you get your benefits of the card, and how to use them and how to journal with them, and to go more and more in depth with your using your affirmations. They are incredible. And they feel, I have to say, they feel and look so beautiful. So okay, I'll put the link afterwards for you, those who'd like to get them. I know some of you got them already. Obviously, they can be posted UK, worldwide, Europe, of course, wherever you live. Okay, any questions before we go today? We're going to finish with one final card of the day before we go. I wonder what we're going to get. This is going to be interesting. Take a breath in, take a breath out. Thank you very much, Miss Jenny. Right, we're going to do a slide card. This is a gorgeous way to pick cards. Elizabeth says they look amazing. Oh, that's so beautiful. Right. Okay, so I'm sure I've probably forgotten to tell you something, but oh well. It's a good start, though. It's a good start. Okay, best card to finish today. So I've just slid the cards on the table. Best card to finish today at today's Happy and Calm launch party is, I am energetic. I radiate positive energy wherever I go. I am, as well as photographing these at the beach, what does it mean to you today? As well as photographing them at the beach, I have been using these teachings for at least 7 years and 48 years in the making of learning and qualifications and research and inspiration, and here they are for you now. So what does that mean? I feel, yeah, that I do feel like that today, actually. I radiate positive energy wherever I go. No, not always, but today, this year, very much more so, feels a good flow this year. What does it mean to you? I always have to really watch my energy levels. Always working on that by having an extremely healthy lifestyle and lots of sleep. What about you? And it isn't about saying, you know, it's about what it means to you it's not always about, you know, thinking you've got to repeat that affirmation all day long if you're not feeling energetic. And how can you feel more like that affirmation if you're not feeling energetic, for example, is one of the ways to use it. Elizabeth says, they look amazing. ML says, thank you so much, kiss kiss. Jenny says, yay, I'm off to a business meeting in a very positive now. That's brilliant. Positive mode. Elizabeth, thank you, Bev. You are radiating positive energy to us today. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming, everyone. Please give it some hearts if you enjoyed the launch party. I really appreciate you all coming along. And I'll just give it a few moments to see if there's any final parting words from you all. And thank you so much for all the beautiful hearts. Please comment if you shared the event. It's always nice to know if it's going a little bit further afield as well. Thanks, Bev, says Heather. Kiss, kiss. Thank you so much for coming. It was nice to see you this morning as well. Thanks for taking time to come along. Hearts coming in from Karin. Thank you. Rowena says, thank you so much, Bev. And I hope to hear, I'd love to hear all about your happy and calm journeys. And they do make lovely presents as well. I gave a present of a set yesterday, actually. Em says, lovely, thank you. Oh, thank you as well. Any other hearts and thank yous? Thank you so much. Cheerio for now, says Jenny. Yeah, cheerio. Stay happy and calm, everyone. And remember, when life is more challenging and stressful, use them, or sad, use them. And when life is good, use them every day as well. Sending you all lots and lots of love. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your Reduce Back Pain to Feel Good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.